10 Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Circle of Lights right around the corner on Friday night. And you know what that means. That's right. Santa Claus is coming to town on Friday night. Circle of Lights.
Yes. Well, there is Santa Claus and then there's you.
I'm making my list and I'm checking that list twice, guys.
And I'm checking this. Is this Michael Bolton?
It might be.
I think it is. This is awesome.
You leave Michael Bolton alone, okay?
Leave him alone.
Why this version?
The last three years, I have transformed into Kyle Claus on Circle of Lights. I'm like the backup Santa. The real Santa, of course, comes later on in the night, you know, to help light the tree and all that good stuff. But I'm the one that handles all the kids' Christmas wishes. I'm the one that will be on the circle, having kids sit on my lap and that sort of thing. It's been a lot of fun, but I have a problem right now. I'm overwhelmed with pressure, guys, okay? I mean, this is I finally know what it feels like to be like Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks. Like, everybody wants a piece of Santa Claus on Friday night.
You're the most – you're like Justin Timberlake of the circle that night. Like, you have been chased down by these children before. It's hilarious to watch.
I agree, and here's the problem in all this. I don't have my Santa voice. I've been working on it, practicing, and I don't have it back, and I'm afraid I'm going to ruin kids' lives Friday night. And what's like such a big moment. I want you to listen to my Santa voice right now and judge it for me, okay?
God. After 3 years, you should have this down.
I know. So much pressure. little Bethany, what would you like for Christmas?
The minute you start trying to speak English with it, it just gets all kinds of wrong.
You're like the, you talk about being, you know, just the backup Santa. You're like the understudy.
Well, if you think you're such a good, you know, Santa, what do your ho real quick?
Oh, yeah, you guys have to do
Let's have a little ho off.
Dude, I've been working on hoes my entire life. You think I'm not going to hold it down in this? Come on.
Calm down, Ryan. Let's hear
your hoe
off right now. You think you're such a big, you got your big hoe. Let's see it. What are you waiting for? Go already.
Ho, 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 ho,
Anyway. Why does Brian sound more like a man than you?
No, mine was deeper. No. That is ridiculous. No, your headphones are screwed up.
It was by far deeper.
The depth of my ho ho ho.
Mine was
stems
deeper
from my chest hair. And
whatever.
The ultimate manliness that you know comes forth in my voice.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Listen to my ho voice and be the judge of it. Okay.
Yeah, we got to work on that one.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't know if that's you being Santa or you trying to do a commercial for Pepto-Bismol. I'm just very lost in what that was, what that attack was.
Good thing we have
Santa's a little constipated this Christmas.
Yeah,
exactly
what
it sounds like.
It almost feels forced, Kyle. You have to let it flow naturally. Maybe it's just that you're not a natural base like Santa.
Oh, it's unfortunate. What, Patty, do you want to tell me?
I say you got 48 hours to work on it.
That's right.
I agree 100%. I don't really feel like I'm actually Santa until I put on the actual Santa outfit. So hopefully by Friday night, I got my ho-ho-ho's down.
All right.
Maybe it'll be easier after he eats like 20 pounds in turkey and stuffing. Yes. He feels more like the part.
I agree. Thank you, Patty. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks. Bye.
All I know right now is... Santa is screwed on Friday night.
So true. It's
literally
a true thing.
The most popular impression. People make a living on this impression, and you're trying to step to them.
Is there any legit Santa's listening right now that can give me advice? It's Radio Now 100.9 and
Jonas.